Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the Battle of García Hernández on 23rd July 1812, the second day of the Battle of Salamanca, when King's German Legion Dragoons overwhelmed French infantry squares during the French retreat. My name is John McKenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site for the Battle of García Hernández, where you will see a number of illustrations and my map of the battle. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@BritishBattles.com. The Battle of García Hernández was fought on 23rd July 1812 in Spain, east of Salamanca, between regiments of British and German cavalry and French cavalry, infantry and artillery. The British 2nd Brigade, commanded by Major General George Anson, comprised the 11th, 12th and 16th Light Dragoons. The British 4th Brigade, commanded by Major General Baron Eberhard Otto George von Bock, comprised the 1st and 2nd Dragoons of the King's German Legion. The French troops comprised three infantry regiments from General Foy's division, a brigade of light cavalry and a battery of horse artillery. At dawn on 23rd July 1812, the day after the Battle of Salamanca, Wellington resumed the pursuit of the beaten French army, crossing the river Tormes at Huerta with the 1st and Light Divisions and Bock's Brigade of Cavalry, and marching to cut the French line of retreat from Alba de Tormes through Arevalo to Valladolid. Anson's Brigade of British Light Cavalry, crossing the river Tormes at Alba de Tormes, followed the French army up the Valladolid road. The first main town on the road to Valladolid was Peñaranda. Bock's King's German Legion 1st and 2nd Dragoons were advancing by a difficult, stony road when, at 2 p.m, they sighted French cavalry leaving the village of García Hernández to the south of their line of march. A French horse artillery battery unlimbered at the top of a hill to the northeast of García Hernández and began firing on the approaching German dragoons. Three French infantry battalions formed square on the slope below the French horse artillery battery. Seeing only the French cavalry leaving the village, Wellington ordered his cavalry to attack. Anson's brigade, advancing from García Hernández across the bridge over the Gambo Brook, confronted the French 26th Chasseurs à Cheval and 3rd Hussars from Curto's Light Cavalry Division to the right of the Valladolid Road. The British Light Dragoons drove back the left wing of the French cavalry. Two French cavalry squadrons, not involved in the charge, moved along the high ground towards the French infantry, formed in front of the guns. The leading King's German Legion Dragoon Squadron, the first squadron of the 1st Dragoons, with General Bock at their head, emerged from the road and immediately charged the two French squadrons on the slope. The French cavalry declined the action and moved away, leaving the German squadron subject to a damaging fire from the French infantry and guns on the hill. The 3rd Squadron of the 1st Dragoons, coming up behind, found itself also subject to fire from the French infantry and guns on the hill. Wheeling to their left, the German dragoons attacked the nearest French infantry square, the 76th of the line. The German dragoon squadron received two volleys from the French infantry before breaking into the square and virtually annihilating the battalion. The 2nd Squadron of the 1st Dragoons, emerging from the road, followed the 3rd Squadron in turning on the French infantry. Its target was the 6th Light, now in column and hurrying up the hill to gain a more advantageous position. The German Dragoons immediately charged the French Light Infantry. Captain Philippe halted the two rear companies of the 6th Light and, facing about, fired a volley into the German dragoons, causing some casualties, before the German squadron enveloped the French regiment, killing, wounding, or capturing many of them. The survivors from the various French infantry and cavalry regiments gathered at the top of the hill, where they were attacked by the 2nd King's German Legion Dragoons, the other regiment of Bock's brigade, and dispersed or captured. Further up the road, the rearguard of Foy's division formed squares and brought their artillery into action, bringing the King's German Legion rampage to a halt. Anson took over the chase of the retreating French army until, on 25th July 1812, Wellington called a halt to the pursuit at Flores de Avilla. In 1804, the Hanoverian officer, Major General Baron Eberhard Otto George von Bock, travelled to England after the disbanding of the Hanoverian army and formed the 1st Dragoons of the King's German Legion. Promoted to Major General, General Bock was an effective commander in battle, but his short sight limited his ability as a more senior military commander. General Bock was drowned in 1814 when the transport he was sailing in was wrecked off the coast of France. That is the end of this podcast on the Battle of García Hernández. I hope you have enjoyed it and thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site on the battle, where you will find pictures of the battle and images of the regiments that took part, with a map of the battle. Finally, I would invite you to look at the list of British Battles podcasts on www.britishbattles.com/BritishBattles.com/podcasts.